With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Democrat National Convention officially nominates Kamala Harris for president in Chicago. Speaking from a rally in Milwaukee, Harris thanked the party.
To everyone in Chicago and across America, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Also at SRNNews.com, the top of the GOP ticket spent time in a couple of important swing states on day two of the convention.
Speaking in Hell, Michigan, former President Donald Trump says crime will be out of control under a Harris administration.
If she's allowed to be the president of the United States, you'll see levels of crime that you've never seen before.
To Wisconsin and VP candidate J.D. Vance, he brought up crime when he was asked about the Democratic convention.
The contrast between the public safety policies of Kamala Harris and Donald Trump is really striking, and it's almost a joke to me that they held it in Chicago, which has become the murder capital of the United States of America.
Vance called for tougher prosecutors and pledged to end what he called frivolous lawsuits against police. I'm Shelley Adler.
A brief security scare on day two of the Democrat National Convention.
The U.S. Secret Service and Chicago police say they found no credible dangers after checking into bomb threats made on Tuesday. Officials say the threats were targeted at what they called a number of locations in downtown Chicago. That's where the Democratic National Convention is taking place this week. Law enforcement cleared the affected areas and are continuing to assess any reported threats. Bob Agnew at the DNC in Chicago.
Former President Trump says he would consider Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for a role in his administration. The former president spoke with reporters. He said he likes and respects RFK. On social media, the Kennedy team said they are not talking to the Harris campaign. This is SRN News. Those who work for the Harris campaign must make some choices.
People applying to the Democratic presidential nominee's website are asked to select a preferred pronoun, and they're offered nine options. He and she are available, but you might also select Z, here, or who. In fact, it's not immediately clear what some of these words or non-words actually mean. Those who want to work for the Harris campaign also have the option of writing in a pronoun of their own creation separate from all those others. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious organizations are taking Tim Walz to task for restrictions he placed on them during the pandemic. Harris's vice presidential running mate's governor of Minnesota. He shut down the state in 2020, including churches. The Catholic League points out that Walz issued an executive order limiting churches to 10 people per service, but he allowed up to 50 people to go to malls and thousands to protest in the streets, maskless, for Black Lives Matter. This is SRN News. Wall Street's upward climb ended Tuesday as all three indexes fell.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street, breaking an eight-day winning streak. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2% Tuesday. The index is about 1% below the all-time high it set last month. The Dow fell 61 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.3%. Drops for NVIDIA and Boeing weighed on the market. The parent company of Hawaiian Airlines jumped more than 11% after clearing a regulatory hurdle in its combination with Alaska Airlines. Treasury yields eased in the bond market ahead of a speech by Fed Chair Jerome Powell on Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
A former Minneapolis police officer convicted in association with the death of George Floyd, now in Texas. Tuesday, Derek Chauvin was relocated from a transfer facility in Oklahoma to a minimum security federal prison in Big Spring, Texas. The change comes the same day a fellow Minneapolis police officer was released from prison. More details at SRNNews.com.